This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. I will start out by saying, in the interest of full disclosure, I'm a resident of East Galesburg, and I don't know if there's a government anymore in East Galesburg after the mayor and a number of other people reportedly walked out last night. And one of those who walked out, Mayor Terry Peterson, I guess now former mayor, is here in studio. And again, also by way of disclosure, once upon a time, Terry and I worked together. But don't let that stop you from listening. Terry, thanks for coming in.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm going to start in the simplest way possible. What the heck happened?
You know, it was kind of a domino effect. I had stated in my resignation letter that I went into this venture in hopes that I could build a team and, focus on community involvement and community pride. And it just was getting to a point where I could see that it was evident that nothing was going to change. Old ways are hard to break out of, and I felt that I was not doing the village any good anymore. I had gotten the clerk's resignation letter yesterday morning. She'd been with the village for quite some time. Then later in the day, Jack Harlan, who was our police chief, sent his resignation letter out to a complete board, and he was a huge asset to our community and a very strong leader. And that being said, the police department, remaining police department, so Adam and Barry had decided that without Jack, they also did not want to stay. So that was just kind of my cue. It was time for me to step aside and let someone else take the helm and hopefully lead the village in a direction that will be beneficial for the community.
I'm going to play a little bit of devil's advocate here, and maybe the fact that I'm a resident has something to do with this, maybe not, and maybe more so the fact that in nearly 25 years of broadcasting, I've never seen one unit of local government act the way another does. It's like they all operate differently in some way, some form or fashion. But if I'm a constituent and I voted for you in the election, in theory, I expect the person I voted for to completely serve out their term and just kind of, I guess, for lack of a better term, put up with whatever happens. So kind of thinking about it that way, why should I support your decision to step down?
And I understand that, and that's something that I really took to heart.
Sure.
And I feel out of everything that has happened over the past 6 months, it's the one thing that I regret the most is that I am stepping down, because I did have every intention to fulfill my term. However, with me, family comes first. I am a full-time employee. My career is number two.
Mm-hmm.
And when a decision to run for an office interferes with either one of those, or in this case, both, it's time to step down. And I apologize to all of the residents that did support me and did have my back and did hope that I could achieve what I had set out to. I am very sorry. I apologize. And, you know, most of the individuals within the village know what goes on behind the scenes. And unfortunately, sometimes it just gets to a point where you reach a point where you can't take it anymore. And that's basically where I was.
That said, though, it's not your first day as a resident, right? I mean,
correct.
You had to have known, and we should say that before we went on the air, you said you weren't going to mention any names, and that's fine. I think those of us who have followed this can probably name all the names we want. But this kind of stuff has been happening in that village for as long as I have ever read about, listened to, or seen anything going on in that village.
Yeah, and, you know, I think that the type of person I am and just kind of the vision that I had, I really thought I could overcome that. I really did. And, you know, maybe a little naive, it may be a little out of the box, but yeah. I really thought that I could overcome some of the conflict between past and present. You know, unfortunately, it wasn't happening, and I could, you know, I could go on and on about some of the, you know, the feelings that I've had over the past couple of weeks, knowing that moving forward, I was just going to have to basically roll over. You know, you know what I'm saying? It's like I knew that nothing was going to change regardless what I did. And it was just like I felt like I was treading water and not going anywhere. And I just couldn't do it.
What was the moment you said to yourself that you were sure that nothing was going to change?
Middle of the week, last week, I kind of I started receiving some emails. And, you know, it was just like, it was just redundant, and I was unaware of what agendas were and where certain thought processes were going. And then
is that suggesting that there are people on the village board that have personal agendas?
You know, that's an assumption, and I don't want to make assumptions because there's been so many assumptions made at my motives and my thought process, and I don't want to do that.
By some on the village board.
That and some residents, you know. I'm not naive enough to think that everybody that lives in the village supports me 100% and even likes me. I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, allegations and assumptions that are made by individuals, I'm not going to do that because I know how hurtful it can be, and I'm not going to do it. So, but yesterday, I mean, I had no intentions of resigning until yesterday when I saw the village starting to crumble. I thought, okay, it's time for me to step aside because me at the helm is not helping. So maybe someone else that will step up may be able to do something. I don't know.
Sometimes I think, though, I guess from my perspective as a resident, it's hard for me to see some of that just because quite frankly, you know, I work a lot. I don't, I drive through, I kind of look around just for the heck of it when I'm driving, and I don't see, it doesn't seem like the type of place where, frankly, all this kind of BS is going on, but you're saying it is, and it will continue to.
Well, and, you know, I think that the thing that is kind of odd about the village of East Galesburg is there are three distinct sections to the village. There's Columbia Heights.
The part I live in.
There's the main portion of the village where I live.
Yeah.
And then there's Lake Rice.
Yeah.
They are completely different sections of village. And, again, my hopes when I took the helm was that as a community, we could come together as a whole.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think in time, I think maybe we could have built some community involvement, but.
And you tried that. You've tried a different couple of things to bring the community together.
I did.
Frankly, East Galesburg isn't big enough of a community to have stuff like this going on every day.
No. But, you know, it's like most small towns. I'm originally from Prairie City. It's a town about the same size. You know what your next door neighbor had for breakfast. You know, I mean, it's that type of place. And it's hard to try to be a leader in that type of a community because of the rumor mill, the he said, she said, and the people that maybe have lived there for their entire life. And they didn't like them in grade school. They still don't like them today. And it's just difficult. And, you know, again, I think maybe I was a little on the naive side to think that I could change that.
You walked out. The police department walked out. You said the clerk walked out. Was that it?
No, the maintenance department as well.
So there's almost nobody employed by the village right now to take care of anything.
There's Chrissy is still there, who's the treasurer. Yeah. She's the individual that when you walk in, that's the person you see and you pay your water bill to.
That's got to be a high pressure situation on her too.
It is, and I will say I have gotten close with Chrissy, and that weighed heavily on my decision, and that is something that I feel horrible leaving her in the situation she's in.
What's next then? I guess as you're a resident of the village, what do you think happens next?
I'll be honest, Will, I don't know. I think that last night they did appoint a pro tem mayor for the meeting. Mm-hmm. As I understand, I think there's going to be a meeting possibly next week to appoint a pro tem mayor on a permanent basis.
Okay.
So
that would fill out the rest of your term.
Right.
Okay.
And then someone, I'm assuming, from the board will move up. So there'll be two empty board seats. I had planned on bringing an individual forward to fill the empty board seat that Patricia Weaver had left empty.
Mm-hmm.
As I understand, I don't believe that individual was appointed. However, I think she'd be an asset to the board.
Mm-hmm.
I think she is a neutral party that has been in a leadership role before, and I think she would do a great job. So, you know, I'm hopeful that she will get appointed and voted in and then kind of go from there. And I think that it's just going to be a rebuilding period. And you know what? Maybe this is what the village needed. Maybe they needed a clean slate.
Couldn't I argue, though, that you being mayor, wasn't that supposed to be the rebuilding period?
It was. It was. but, again, I think that, unfortunately, I think that there were possibly individuals that, regardless what my thoughts were, I think some incidents happened in the beginning, and I think that, unfortunately, that kind of started off on a bad foot. And I think that, you know, it kind of set the tone for how things were going to go.
As a resident, should I be embarrassed about all that's happened here? Because frankly, that's kind of that keeps going through my head here.
Oh, absolutely. And I think that's how some individuals think. But, you know, it's a small community. And, you know, I started out last night. I'm like, I am not looking at Facebook. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it.
You're a better soul than I.
Like
that's
an idiot,
for sure.
I did. And, you know, I got a little upset. But you know what? Yesterday was Wednesday. Today is Thursday. Tomorrow is Friday and Monday. This is old news.
Would you ever
No, I will tell you that right now.
You're not going to run for office ever again?
No. I have no aspirations of being in the spotlight ever again, ever.
You kind of started by apologizing to those who voted for you. Any final word to those who followed you here?
Yeah, I am still a resident, and I still do care about the community. I grew up in a small village, and there was a... When I was growing up, there was a huge sense of pride in the community.
Yeah.
I still take pride in the community that I live in, and I hope the residents do. I hope that the new regime can move forward and bring us all together, and start over and make the village a great place to live in.
All right, Terry Peterson, thank you. Frankly, I'm sorry that you're stepping down. I understand why you did. I wish you would stay and stick it out, but I'm only one person. But thank you for doing what you did.
Thanks, Will. My family is like super happy today. They feel like they've got their family member back. It just kind of gets to a point where it's all consuming, and I feel like a weight has been lifted.
All right. Thanks, Terry.
Thanks, Will.
We're going to skip sports for this half hour. We'll be back with business news next, and later on we'll talk about a local organization that helps support those in the LGBTQ community here in town. We'll talk about that later on Galesburg's Evening News.